Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday, November 29th edition of the MMAOB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Yesterday, myself and Nick Kalikas, we did like an emergency breaking news podcast talking about the Conor McGregor versus Donald Cerrone fight that was announced yesterday officially by the UFC, UFC 246, January 18th in Las Vegas. Definitely go back and check out that podcast. It was really cool getting Nick on the show, the big head honcho here at MMA Odds Breaker. Nick gave the initial odds, his opening odds for the fights. They were minus 275, Conor McGregor, Donald Cerrone, plus 215 as the underdog. Definitely go back and check out the podcast from yesterday if you missed it. Nick gave a lot of insight and knowledge into the fight, into the matchmaking, and into why he decided on setting the line the way it was. So super cool. And Nick says that he's interested in doing that in the future. So I think it went really well. So I'm definitely going to try getting Nick back on if there's another super fight coming up or whatever, a big fight, money fight. He also talked about Jones and Reyes and Khabib and Tony on the podcast yesterday too. So definitely go back and check it out. The podcast did really well yesterday. I want to thank all you guys who watched it, who shared it. Really appreciate it. We're trying our best here and to put out a great content for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed that show yesterday. All right. So today I got a little bit of a shorter show. It's Friday and it's Black Friday. So I know all you guys are shopping anyways, but there's a few things to talk about. I'm going to get to them right now. I just want to kind of finish up talking about Conor McGregor, Donald Cerrone. So again, me and Nick talked for 20 minutes yesterday. Go back and check out the show. But I just want to give out some just some more nuggets, I guess, on this fight. So, yes, like I said, the fight will take place UFC 246 in Las Vegas. So that whole kind of controversy, I guess, last week where there was that UFC.com had posted UFC 246 was the John Jones card. That looks like it was just like a setup or something like that. Maybe they're trying to posture. I'm not 100% sure what's going on there. My other thought about the welterweight thing was maybe the fact the fight took so long to get booked was Conor saying, I want to fight 170, not 155. There was a photo that came out last night of Conor McGregor training. He looks absolutely jacked. He looks huge. So maybe he just couldn't make that 155-pound weight limit on such short notice, considering he hasn't been fighting in a while. And the fact that Cerrone's obviously fought at 170 in the past as well just made it maybe more sense for both guys to fight at their weight class where they're more comfortable. They don't have to cut a ton of weight. So seeing the picture of Conor that popped up last night after the fight announcement, I can see why he wanted to fight at 170. So we'll see what happens next. There's some speculation now that Conor's maybe potentially trying to chase a third belt in the UFC at 170. I definitely think that's possible. This guy obviously wants to set history. He wants to make history. He might look at Khabib as a matchup he can't win. And I think a lot of us believe that a rematch will go very much the same way as the first fight. Maybe he looks at 170 as the division he can possibly jump in and win the title at. Now, my thoughts on that are Kamaru Usman and Colby Covington are very similar fighters to Khabib. Very big wrestlers, good cardio. They can go the full five rounds, good ground and pound and stuff like that. So to me, those are two nightmare matchups. Now, the thing is, what about if Jorge Masvidal fights for the title and wins the belt? And then you could do Conor McGregor versus Jorge Masvidal. That is a fight Conor can actually win. So that possibly could be what he's thinking right now. Like, hey, let's see what Masvidal does against the winner of Usman and Covington, because I really think Masvidal is going to get the next title shot, although I'm going to talk about him in a few minutes here as well. But maybe Conor thinks that could happen. He could jump in and fight Masvidal for the 170-pound title later, you know, next year or something like that. There's a lot of possibilities. The fact that it's at 170 is very, very interesting to me. We all assume it would be at 155, but it's at 170. So that definitely makes some more intrigue as far as this fight goes. I'm really excited for this fight, guys. And again, go back and check out the podcast yesterday if you missed it. It was good stuff with Nick. Also on that card, Darren Till wants Robert Whittaker in the co-main event. Now, we all thought that these guys wanted to fight each other at UFC London. They were even saying UFC London's the destination. They want to fight each other at UFC 246. I can't blame them. Why not? Why wouldn't they? You know, Darren Till wants to be on this card. It'd be a huge spot for him to fight on. Everyone wants to fight in the undercard of this event. So they really need a big co-main event for this card. Obviously, Pettis and Diego Ferrer are going to be in this card. That's a good fight. That's not a co-main event, in my opinion. That's a good main card fight, maybe the first fight on the pay-per-view. That's not the co-main event that I think a Conor McGregor card deserves. So I think they're going to add one more big fight to this card. And if it's Till and Whittaker, that sounds great to me. The other thought I had was maybe Adesanya and Romero, but I think 6 weeks from now, it's just not enough time for those guys to get ready. And honestly, I think they want to save Adesanya for his own pay-per-view. That's my thought on that. So I've heard some speculation it could be in March. They could do Adesanya and Romero. We'll see what happens there. But I honestly feel like maybe the Till Whittaker fight does make some sense here as the co-main event. Just two big names, two guys obviously looking to get a title shot at 185. So that'd be a great fight. Darren Till, really big star, as you know, in Europe. So we all thought that fight would make sense at UFC London, but perhaps they're going to do Tyron Woodley and Leon Edwards at UFC London for five rounds instead. Or they could do Tyron Woodley and Leon Edwards as a three-round co-main event for this McGregor-Cerrone card, which was rumored a few months ago. But I feel like either one of those two fights makes a lot of sense as a co-main event, and the other one makes sense as the main event in London. So we'll see what happens there, but can't blame Till for trying to get his spot on the card here. Jorge Masvidal did an interview with Brendan Schaub, and he says he wants to fight Nick Diaz. He explained why he wants to fight Nick Diaz. He just thinks it's a fight that makes sense. He thinks there's a lot of heat, obviously, with him beating Nate Diaz. It is a fight that makes sense on the level of it's a great fight. As far as the title picture goes, no, it doesn't. But, you know, maybe Masvidal just wants to make some big money and just wants these big fights. Maybe he doesn't want necessarily the title. I assume that's what we all thought he wanted, but maybe he just wants these big fights. So Nick Diaz would be a fun matchup. I think a lot of fans would love to see that fight. I just want to see Nick fight again. Nick hasn't fought since 2015 against Anderson Silva. He hasn't won a fight since 2011 against BJ Penn. So I'd love to see Nick fight again. He's a legend, one of my all-time favorites. I don't really think on merit he deserves a fight with Masvidal, who's really the top contender right now at 170. But as far as like a fight for the fans go, it'd be a great fight. Frost Hobby was also on Joe Rogan's show yesterday, and he talked about recently, and he talked about GSP training, and he said he's looking like a monster in training, and he said he doesn't expect him to come back for like just any fight, and he doesn't want to do the grind of fighting every 3 or 4 months as a champion. But he did say once again that GSP's interested in these super fights, or he calls them a mega fight, and he believes that he beat Nurmagomedov would be a great fight for him. So that's interesting. That's a fight a lot of fans want to see. I want to see that fight. All you guys want to see that fight, I'm sure. GSP versus Khabib. And Firas Zahabi mentioned 165 pounds, which is interesting. Obviously, GSP's fought almost his entire career at 170. He had the Bisping fight at 185. Never fought lightweight. Khabib's never fought above lightweight. So for them to split the difference at 165 does kind of make some sense. It'd be an amazing fight. I personally would rather see a belt on the line if these guys do fight, but I can see why the UFC wouldn't want to do that. Just say GSP did beat Khabib, he would lose his belt. And then you'd have GSP probably retire again, just like he did with Bisping. UFC doesn't want to risk that. But if it's at a catch weight, then it makes a lot of sense. It'd be an amazing fight. I would love to see this matchup. It's really a dream matchup for fans of grappling. And I'm very intrigued if this fight ever happened. Even though GSP's a little older now, I still think he can give Khabib a run for his money, even if it's at 165. So we'll see what happens. We've obviously heard a lot of speculation about GSP coming back. And Frost Hobby's talked about this at length for like a few months now, or at least the last year or so. Just, you know, every few months he'll talk in an interview saying, you know, GSP looks great and he wants Khabib. So they've made their interest known in Khabib. It's really up to the UFC now. We know what happened last time when the contract negotiations fell apart due to GSP not wanting to sign that contract with the champions clause in it. He didn't want to defend his belt even in case he won it. He just wants to have a one fight at a time kind of thing. But I feel like in 2020, the UFC is going to want to have these huge fights. And I feel like, you know, if Khabib gets by Tony Ferguson, Khabib's made it very clear he wants to fight GSP, and GSP's made it pretty clear he wants to fight Khabib. So perhaps there's a way that they can make this fight, and I think it'd be an amazing fight if it did happen. One last thing here, fight announcements. We obviously had the McGregor and Cerrone fight announced, but there's another fight here for UFC Washington, D.C. Billy Quarantillo will be taking on Jacob Kilburn here. Nolan King at MMA Junkie broke this news, so kind of an interesting fight, I guess. I mean, it's a prelim, obviously, for this card, not the biggest name in the card, but Billy Quarantillo, he's a pretty good prospect, 12-2 record. He looked great in the Contender Series, knocked out Kamala Kirk. He's actually on a five-fight win streak. Guy's a good prospect. He's a former Ultimate Fighter competitor, so UFC's well aware who this guy is. He's definitely a solid little fighter here, so takes on Jacob Kilburn. Kilburn 8-2, he's taking the fight at very short notice here. 1 week's notice on a two-fight win streak. We remember this guy from the Contender Series as well. He fought Bobby Moffitt and lost by submission. He's got a few other wins, but mostly guys in the regional scene, obviously in Florida as well. The Island fights in his last couple ones. So definitely an interesting fighter as well, but the short notice, I think, will hurt him here. So my initial lean would be towards Quarantillo. And again, that fight card is next week. That's UFC Washington, D.C., main event, Alistair Overeem versus Jairzinho Rozenstruik. Got 12 fights in that card. Should be a really good card. I'll be with Cole Sheldon next Tuesday on this podcast at 11 a.m. Eastern next Tuesday, breaking down that entire card. So I don't want to get into it too much, but definitely want to mention that fight will be happening. So that's it for today's show, guys. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in. I appreciate the support. Yesterday's podcast did really well, so appreciate that. You guys tuning in, sharing it, and listening to it. Really appreciate that. You guys can check me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin, podcast, MMAoddsBreaker.com. The podcast is available at YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, Google Podcasts, a lot of other places, available everywhere. Also, check me out at BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. Guys, have an amazing weekend. I hope you have a great Black Friday, and I'll see you guys Monday for the Monday edition of the MMAOB Daily Podcast. Have an amazing weekend. See you later. Bye.